This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Yes, so welcome all to the Leicester Fan TV match preview for Man City. Really, we've got a big match coming up. It is Man City on Saturday, 5:30 kickoff, a telly match, a massive match. First match for Dean Smith, John Terry and Craig Shakespeare under management. They've been here for just under a week now. I think a lot of fans are buzzing for it. You know, you're obviously going down yourself. It's going to be an interesting game. It's going to be a tough game, for one. It's a tough one for Dean Smith and his crew to come in and make something of it. But going into it, really, how are you thinking we're going to line up? How do you think the game's going to go?
Well, Man City is always going to be a tough game. We've always said that it's probably the free hit for us. And if we get anything out of the game, then you'd say you take it. A draw, perfect. Even a win would be somehow massive. But I don't think we'll do that. But going to the Man City game now, you just expect to, I don't know, maybe go back to basics, try and get some sort of rhythm going into the game. Obviously, it's going to be hard to keep the ball a lot of the time against Man City, but if you can start to progress with what you're going to do moving forward into the last 8 games, realistically, this is a good start to, as much as it is going to be a tough game, it's a good start to get yourself going and hopefully get on the score sheet or even just try and produce what you're going to do the best of the season.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen Dean Smith's interviews and always been saying it sounds like he's going to change it up and, you know, get the best out of these players and hopefully play them in the right position, which isn't, you know, it's what we've needed ever since we sacked Rodgers two games ago, because that's when it was. I can't remember the actual time. But before the Villa and the Bournemouth game, we sacked him. But caretaker managers, Stow and Sadler, they didn't change anything. They just, and fair enough, they're just coaches and not managers. They didn't know how to change up, and that's not their fault. That's down to the board. They should have brought someone in. But now we have brought someone in, and I think a lot of fans are very optimistic about the, you know, the package that comes with Dean Smith, not just a manager who's, you know, not going to beat around the bush with the players. And also John Terry is a great defensive player in himself, and I'm sure he's going to help our defenders a lot more, because, you know, I mean, he's won a lot, hasn't he? He's won Champions League with Chelsea. He's won
everything with Chelsea.
Exactly. So he knows how to defend, and I'm sure he'll be a great coach. And Shakespeare, he's come in. Obviously, he was a caretaker manager for a little bit at Leicester, you know, the end of
Ranieri
and start of, I can't remember, which is the 16-17 season, maybe, I think, because when he started off, we had a poor start, and he did eventually go, but he was always a great assistant manager around the club for a while. He knows it inside and out. So I think we're going to see a different Leicester on Saturday, hopefully a more positive one. We've seen Tielemans in some photos. We've heard he's potentially could be back for this weekend, really. What do you make? Do you put Tielemans straight back into the team after being out for quite a while?
It's a difficult one with the midfield because you've got so many players that I'd say I'd play. Obviously, Dewsbury Hall obviously got booked and carded for the last game, so he couldn't play last game. But coming back into this game now with the new management, I'd maybe start KDH because of it's a fresh side. Hopefully, a little bit more confidence into him. But then you've got, again, you've got Youri Tielemans, you've got Pratt. Who do you play? And that's why I probably would go for more midfield base, then go for wingers against Man City and try doing that, obviously with the wing backs going up forward. But it's hard. Youri Tielemans, as much as people say he's not going to be here next season, so why would you play him? For me, it's quality over quantity at the moment. You'd rather have him playing because he's a lot better player than some of our midfielders, so you've got to have him put in. But going on to the side of you saying about Craig Shakespeare and John Terry, I think they're the biggest ones out of the lot. I'm not too sure on Dean Smith, but John Terry and Craig Shakespeare are the ones that, for me, are coming in to hopefully just completely change the result, because at the moment we've basically got no style, no nothing.
Yeah, it's very tough. It's one of the toughest games we're ever going to have to face this season, Man City away. It doesn't get harder than that, really. Maybe Arsenal away this season, which you say is a bit tougher, but Man City away is a very tough game. It's a very tough game for the new managers to come in and do something. I think, like a lot of the comments putting up, like Gray says here, if we fight for everything, I'm happy. We don't need to win against Man City because these aren't the games we should be winning. We should have beaten Bournemouth last weekend, and Villa, we should have got a draw at least. But that's done now, so, you know, it's one of those things where we just move on. We've got Man City. We could get something from them, but we could also get, you know, thump in a little bit still. You never know. It's Man City. We just want to see, you know, a Leicester side that actually turns up for once, really.
Yeah, again, you can't expect to win against Man City. They're the ones near the top of the league. They're going to try and beat Arsenal into the title, hasn't they? So you've got to go into it thinking, as long as you should play well or you just get performance out of the boys and actually look a bit better than what we have done the last few games, and that's all you can always say. But the only problem is if we lose it like 5 or 6-0, and it is possible, people will probably moan at it.
I don't think they would. I think we now need to back everything that happens. I don't think there's much, you can't really moan about getting thumped by Man City because this is our first game under.
We have always gave Man City a game though. Like even the game at home, we only lost 1-0.
See which team turns up. We could have a pretty different team that's motivated to now stay in the Premier League, because I don't think I saw any motivation from any of the players or staff that wanted to keep us in the league prior to Dean Smith coming in and his crew. So hopefully they can come and change up. I think what the biggest thing we all want to see an hour before kickoff at 4:30 is a completely different team, a completely different lineup to what we have been seeing. I think that's what a lot of fans want to see.
It's hard because the team that you're going to put out is basically going to be the same team anyway. I think it's just how you do set up with it. I think, obviously, I'll put some graphics in there about our two different teams we prefer to see, but it's all dependent on how we set up and how we get tactically played, because that's my team. I honestly think we'll go for a back four and the midfielders. Obviously, if Youri Tielemans is there, I probably would put him ahead of Dewsbury Hall. But going in the attack, I think you need two up front. I think everyone's been asking for two up front the last, 10 games. So now we've got new management, and hopefully they do change something up. And I just don't want to see it again, Barnes and Tete on the wings.
Yeah, I think a lot of fans I put Barnes in. I think he has been one of our better players this season. He has been underachieving in a lot of games, but if his goals and assists don't lie, if we can get him working properly, I think that would be great. Like your team here, you know, it is very attacking, it's very directional. It just, the thing with that is we have to play through the middle of the pitch and get it moving in the midfield of the park. That's where all of the threat comes from. So I think it's a good lineup. It's very, like say, attacking, but we have to play that way. If you put up my one, I think we should just go all out against Man City, because if I'm being honest, either, you know, fight, you know, try it, or you know, either you don't. I think we should just shove it up front. It's a weird one, how obviously this is Seth. I wouldn't play Mendy as high as Maddison. I would drop Mendy back into the middle of the park a bit more than have Maddison higher. And I would have it almost three forwards rather than wingers, because you've got wing backs. It's hard to drop Barnes, and he is a left wing winger, but I would play a left wing back. So that's how I'd line up. I think that's one of the better options. And I think we should just go all out attack against Man City, to be honest.
I do agree that a farther back might be good, but it depends how we use it. We have to use them fullbacks as the width. We haven't been doing that lately, really. But again, if you do set up as a back five, you have to use them fullbacks, right? Ricardo has to be in there, and for me, Christiansen has to be in there. I don't think Stanya gets in. And then with how your line's set up, I do feel like if we play that, I think we would get quite a lot more battle.
I don't think we would, though, because it's more defensive than your team. It's got more defenders in
it. I think it's more attacking, though. I think if you're going all out, yeah, I don't think you can do that in Man City. For us, you've got to defend it and then counter on it.
We've been defending all season, and look how it's been working for us. Look how it's worked for us.
I get that, but
we need to change something up. And if you're going to try some different tactics, do it against Man City. Because Man City are going to see us and think, oh, they're going to come back and defend. Why can't go to Man City and defend? Just go all out attacking against them, because they're not going to expect it. Put them on the back foot and get a couple goals past them, because we could easily do it if we, you know, set up to shock Man City from the get-go. You know, they just played midweek against Bayern Munich and they walked them 3-0. And they're not going to be an easy team to beat. So I think we sit back and defend. But let's just see how many goals we concede, and we'll be happy with a 2-0 loss rather than a 4-0 loss. But if you ask me, I'd rather us try and lose 3 or 4 nil and try something different rather than sit back and just let them attack us and they still win. It doesn't matter how many goals they score.
It's all about Man City, though. Obviously, we're not going to have the possession. So for me, you can't really be attacking like that. You've got to sit back against Man City. You can't be the team to out-possess.
I disagree.
We'd
have to out-possess them. I just think we need to counter-attack them. They can have the ball all they like as long as we try something different and go push up the pitch a lot more. That's how I'd like to play against. So I think that's how a lot of fans, the team that I put in, is how we've been calling out a lot of a wing-back situation. Cause I think that's what we want to see, wing-backs in very directional counter-attacking football, because that's how we play best. That's how I would play anyway. And I think that, for me, that's one of the better lineups we could at least try. You've got nothing to lose against Man City. If you wanted to try something new and see how it would work, I'd do it against Man City.
But wouldn't you prefer to have, or to try and get a draw out of something than just go out and if we lose 3-0, we lose 3-0? I think you'd prefer to try and get a draw.
But you'd like to try and win. There's no going into it thinking we're going to lose. We're thinking as fans. But the players themselves, they need to go in thinking they can win this game, as they should every game. It doesn't matter who you play. Because if you go in thinking, oh, we're not getting anything, then you might as well just let them win anyway. So the players should go in thinking that there's every chance they can get something out of it. I just think we should, you know, be a bit more attacking in how we attack. Like, set up. You said play a bit more defensive. I think we're playing too defensive this season, and it's just not worked out, passing around the back, building up slowly. That's how Man City are going to play, and I think if we just put them on the back foot and counter-attack and higher up the pitch, they're going to make mistakes, and I think we can capitalise on that a bit more.
Yeah, and then before we do finish, scoreline, obviously, I want your heart and your head, because at the moment people are saying they'll probably get slapped, but I think with the new management and hopefully a different style of play, we could do something. I think we could nick a draw out of it.
It's going to be a tough game. You've asked for two different results from my heart and my head, so I'll give you two different results. My heart is saying we'll win 2-0, new manager bounce back. God knows we need a win to get us out of what we are in. And if it comes against Man City, that's
if you think about it as well, if you win against Man City, the confidence you're going to have going into the next 100%. Three is massive.
Again, Man City, it's a free hit. If we lose, we lose. If we win, we win. We're not going to go in it thinking we're going to win, because obviously it's Man City. This, like I say, it's the next three games, because we're also home, Leeds away, and then Everton home. For me, we need to win all three of those, realistically.
Need to, yes. If we don't get any points at Man City, yes.
We need to, after losing to Bournemouth, Villa and Palace, we need to get three big wins against. And I think it's, to be fair, it's only going to take 11 to 15 points this season to keep us up.
And I think it's 9-10. I honestly think 2 or 3 wins will get us all that table. And the likes,
the thing is, though, two to three wins, depending on how results go. If we win 2 games now, we're barely out of the relegation zone. So for me, 11 points would put us on 36, and I think that would be just comfortable. It's hard because a lot of teams around us, but I'm looking at the other games as well, really, before we do end it. After those ones, we've got Fulham at home and then Liverpool away. For me, those two teams, Fulham away, we could easily get a win at Fulham and then
Fulham at the moment. People are saying that Fulham aren't great now because obviously they've got no Mitrovic for no good for the last first season. So you've got to look at that saying at least you can get at least a point away from home.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you get points against Wolves, Leeds or Everton, them last 4 games, I would say a 3 hit, but they're games where as long as you get a point in some of them, it will just keep
they're all tough games. After Everton, they are tougher games. But for me, Fulham, their form, if they can, I mean, Fulham, I'm looking, because we're looking here, it's on the sheet, Fulham's 4 games away, they could win all 4 of their games before they face some tough shit. That's a tough game now.
Yes.
But for me, a current form, we could, you know, we could get something out of it. Obviously, Man City first this weekend, we'll see how the new managers do, we'll see what kind of team lines up. I think I put Kanks in my team, I think we could see him return. Evans could be back in the team. We could see a lot of different changes. I know you're not a big fan of Evans. But he is a skipper and he's someone that will keep a calm head against a tough team.
That's
so, again, it's a tough one, really. I'm going to say 2-0 with my heart. I think we're going to win 2-0. But if I had to save my head, realistically, 3-0 Man City. Because it's Man City. On a good season for Leicester, we get thumped by Man City, let's be honest. We give them a try, but we still get thumped 5-2, don't we, when we give them a try. Even that's... Again, it's not, but if we see a bit of fight and passion, it's a good place to start against a tough team. So all we need to ask is to see players leave it all on the pitch on Saturday, and that's all we can really ask for against a team like Man City. And if something comes off of it, something comes off of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for a 1-0. I'm gonna go for a draw. But again, there's always hope that we can get a win. Again, if you score early, you can keep them out. Again, that's Leicester City. They're not gonna be able to keep the ball out of the net, are they? But I think we can get a draw, but that's my prediction anyway.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us, Reedy, as ever. Thank you guys for joining us. Obviously, keep in touch. I'm sure there's going to be a watch along on Saturday. Big game against Man City. There'll be a lot of posts. Reedy's obviously at the match. So keep an eye out. And, yeah, thanks for joining.
Okay. You'll call me back.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.